Hello, everybody, and welcome to Jean-Luc Walking, episode something. I haven't done this in a while, which you guys are supposed to pester me about. You people, whatever gender you are, I always say you guys, just because it's like, I don't know, part of my vocabulary as meaning generic people. Because, like, I need to keep doing this for my own health. You know, regardless of people and stuff. I did just sort of stop, and it's bad. I shouldn't do that. It's bad. So, yeah. It's been a long while. I don't know, it feels like a long while. I don't actually know how long it has been, but I don't know. Yeah, whatever. But I did have the forethought, more like, I guess. This time, finally, I'm just sort of standing outside my house awkwardly to load up Jean-Luc Walking. Ooh, I got a private message. Ooh, I'm just going to have to stand outside my house awkwardly for a little bit. Boop, boop. Oh, yeah, I know. That's just Waffles asking me if I knew that I'd been nominated for the GAT, which I did happen to know about, but didn't really have anything to say about it, so I just kept silent. And, yeah, here's the Jean-Luc Walking thread. So I guess now that I have it open, I will start out with that. With the Jean-Luc Walking thread. Herpity burr. Two hour 20 minutes, huh? I need to come back later. I have no idea where I left off. I guess I should go from the bottom and then see when I last posted an episode. Alright, I think this is it, hopefully. Maybe. And then... Ah, yes, first was my fuck-up. Brasso was like, was this a re-upload? It seemed exactly like the other one. Yes, it wasn't a re-upload. It was a linking to the same file load. A time loop. That's crazy. People these days. Camelback rather than a hip. Oh, yeah. You know what? I remember talking about that and how it made me, like, sick. So, therefore, I must have already replied to that. I hope there's not, like, some recorded episode that I haven't uploaded. There's a slight possibility that you will see two episodes uploaded in quick succession. It's possible. Caps Lock is easier for raging or trolling. Yeah. Yeah. Jean-Luc Stalking. Yeah, I've definitely replied to this. I remember. Or maybe I just read it. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Anyway. Oh my gosh, guys. Bresso's art is pretty cool. Should look at it and stuff. He's the comic maker. I can smell eggs. I absolutely hate the smell of eggs. This is unique to me. I have no idea why. I'm fine with, like, the taste of eggs. I'll eat eggs as long as they're not hot and steamy and therefore producing a smell. Like... but I keep a fan in my room so that if anyone ever cooks eggs, I can blow in freezing cold air from outside because I would much prefer it. And then do stuff because that kind of ups the heating bill. And so I take care of that as well, but you know. Yeah. The bell ringers are finally gone. It's not Christmas anymore. It's like January something. So it's not Christmas anymore. And, yeah, there must have been an episode I forgot to upload. That's interesting. I wonder how I did that. I think maybe, like... See, usually what I do is I upload immediately after I record it. You know. I get home, set up my computer, upload the files from my phone, edit it together, and post it all in one day. And I think I might have just been too tired to do it and then forgotten about it. That makes the most sense. But yeah. Why am I eating with chocolate syrup? Okay, so first of all, Soylent is a food replacement. So it's this little drink, puree, has a smooth texture to it. And instead of eating, you drink that. So, you know, for a meal, instead of eating a meal, you take out a bottle of Soylent and chug it down. And now you've had your meal. It's absolutely awesome. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I never have to worry about, oh my gosh, what am I going to eat right then? And then what am I going to eat 3 hours from now when I don't have access to the blah, 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 and how am I going to do this? And what if this happens? What if I have money at a certain point in time in my cash and they don't accept credit cards and blah? That sort of stuff. So it's just food. It's great. And they purposely make it basically tasteless, which translates to bland. And so I add chocolate syrup, so it's just a bit sugary. And trust me, the chocolate syrup I add is much better than eating what I usually eat. So it's like a tiny amount of chocolate syrup. It doesn't really need much to flavor it. And then Miss God left. That's certainly interesting. I don't want to talk about it too much just because it's, I don't know. I feel like both it's a sensitive subject and it's been talked about 20 bajillion times over. You know? That was interesting. Certainly glad I got to do a few podcasts with them, however. Should publicly admit this so maybe people can pressure me. I actually have not one but two toll podcasts. Sort of stuck in editing. One of them is actually pretty damn close and just need to like email the guy and make sure it's okay again. Because I emailed it to him and he said he wants these edits, blah blah blah. So now I need to email it to him again. I kind of feel like, I don't know if I should do that, because is that like implicitly asking him to listen to a 2-hour thing again? I don't know. Ugh. But I guess that's why I avoided it at first, and then I sort of completely forgot about it. And just remembering it now, because I'm like, oh, hey, podcast stuff. And there's also another one in the works, which I've pretty much haven't worked on because I'm still working on the first one. And except for maybe the last podcast I did with Miss God, I think other than that, they've all been posted in the order they were recorded in, which, you know, seems fair. But yeah, so Pester I'm kind of scared to do this, but pester me about it. When you see me on the forum games, be like, banned for not releasing the most recent podcast, full podcast, or something like that. You people are creative, right? I mean, most of you created another person, so that's, I think that, check, creative, check mark, checked, check, you know? But it's nice to be walking again. There is no rain. I looked at the weather forecast report thing. 0% chance of rain. So that's awesome. And I got earmuffs. I don't think I had earmuffs on the last walk. That was kind of funny story. I go into the store and I can't find any earmuffs. I'm like, okay, they must have earmuffs. So I go up to an employee and ask them, I say, hey, where are your earmuffs? And they said, male or female? And I said, I don't care. I was particularly tired at the time, so I gave very honest, less filtered answers. So it was very honest. I did not care whether it was a male or female pair of earmuffs. And credit to the employee, they interpreted my response a step further as meaning very practical earmuffs. And so they pointed me to some very practical earmuffs. They're not like the traditional overhead bands thing that are super fluffy. Instead, they kind of go behind the neck, just under the lump of your head, and then come around and cover the ears. They're really nice. I like them. They don't really get in the way too much. I mean, they have to cover my ears, so they do that. But other than that, they're good. Part of the reason I stopped walking, although I think I sort of stopped before. I didn't really mean to stop. I just sort of stopped doing it. I shouldn't have. But after I stopped without meaning to, then I had a good reason, which was I was sick. Really annoying, especially because it was New Year's weekend. Like the day before New Year's, and was when it pretty much started. And so like New Year's Eve, not the day before New Year, New Year's Eve. Gosh damn it! I know English, guys. That's super smart. I can't even remember what I was saying. What the fuck? What was I talking about? Oh yeah, sick on New Year's. Okay, there we go. Fucking hell. On New Year's, right? New Year's Eve. I went to sleep at like 10 p.m. You know. I just remember using up lots of water. Like, my throat was always dry. Always dry. It was so annoying. And, like, I learned after the first few days to just have, like, 3 cups of water. Not cups as in the measurement, but just generic object cup. Which I think cups I hadn't been using held more than a cup, I think. Had like 3 of them next to my bed. And then some water bottles filled up to refill the cups. Because pretty much the instant I woke up, which was already like less sleep than I needed to get, because I guess my body just sort of went like, not enough water, need to wake up to get more water. But it was like long enough that I didn't really feel like going to sleep again, I guess. So, yeah, I would just have lots of water by my bed. And right when I woke up, I would chug a whole bunch of water. Ah, it was fun. It just felt like a pretty much a normal cold, but I don't know, I guess it was worse. And of course, it went around my whole family. Because that's how stuff goes. I don't get when people apologize to me for, like, honestly, like, I'm pretty sure I got the sickness from my mom. And my mom apologized to me at one point, and I think I was, like, too out of it to protest or anything, but I remember thinking very hard. you know, why? Don't apologize. You can't control it, you know? It's not like she was sneezing on me. You know, I might be wearing these earmuffs the wrong way around. I'm gonna try and opposite. No, I definitely was wearing it the right way around. As I said, they're a little bit odd. Just in how they fit. But, still very practical. It's kind of funny. It took me a long time to actually find them. Like, the employee that I asked pointed me in the direction and, like, got me to the right area. To the right shelf, basically. And I still could not find it because they weren't what I was looking for. I was expecting earmuffs that sort of looked like the normal image that you would associate with earmuffs. You know? But these don't. They sort of just cover your ears as opposed to warming them, which makes more sense, I guess. Well, still insulating them, which I guess is what normal earmuffs do, so never mind, forget I said anything. I think I might do that thing where I walk to the store and then buy some water. It's always a little bit overpriced, but whatever. You know, whatever. I still have a bunch of cash from Christmas, so that's cool. People don't know what to get me. So they just give me money. I'm like, oh, that works. Awesome. You know what really bothers me? Is that credit cards and debit cards cost money to charge. It seems so ridiculous. Like, when you give somebody cash, you don't pay money to the cash manager. You know? That's not what happens. But with credit cards and debit cards, which I will now collectively refer to as credit cards from here on out, for the purposes of succinctness, shortening, all that stuff. For those purposes. But when you charge a credit card, it costs a fixed amount plus a percentage of the price. Now the percentage is something like 3%, which is still bullshit, but it's kind of okay. And the real thing where it comes in is for small transactions, because I think depending on how you do it, depending on who you are, depending on what you're doing, blah, 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 depending on a whole bunch of stuff, the flat fee is somewhere between 20 and 50 cents, usually. And so what that means is that if a store sells a candy bar for 50 cents, then they only get 30 cents if you buy with a credit card. So inherently, places have to either charge an extra fee, a credit card fee, which some contracts don't allow you to do. Sometimes, it's not as common anymore, but it used to be that almost all contracts that you had to sign to accept credit cards, they had on them, you cannot treat credit cards and cash differently, which meant you couldn't charge a credit card fee. Which is even more bullshit. And so, then basically, if you couldn't charge a credit card fee, you have to just price all of your products that are low prices, you know, under a dollar or around a dollar, to be slightly more, to be 20 cents more. And then people that pay with cash take a hit. And people that buy a whole bunch of the thing also take a hit. Although you can sort of get around that with quantity discounts, but I mean, when was the last time you saw a grocery store with quantity discounts? So yeah. And there's the whole thing of just the whole I don't know if that's the right word. The whole system is just designed wrong. Like, what the hell? You give the person who wants your money a certain set of identifying numbers and then ask them to kindly charge the right amount to those numbers. Like, doesn't that seem a little bit off, a little bit wrong? You know? That's why I like Bitcoin so much. The market's unstable. It doesn't have enough acceptance. It has deflation once everyone starts. If everyone started using Bitcoin and all the Bitcoins were mined, it has deflation no matter what. Pretty much no matter what. I mean, perfect world it wouldn't. It's got some problems. But the thing it does right, okay, is you, the person who owns the money, okay, is the one who types in the amount. What an idea! Oh my God! Ah! This is ridiculous. Oh, and don't forget, for credit cards, it also costs a lot more online. They differentiate between card present and card not present. So card present would be you're at the grocery store and you physically have the card and they can see that you have the card and you swipe it. Card not present would be online where you type in the numbers that are on your card, et cetera, et cetera. Excuse me. So card not present transactions cost a lot more. And what that means is that you never see any microtransactions online. Like, when was the last time you saw something selling for 50 cents? Because it never happens. Because when you buy something for 50 cents, they get like 10 cents. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Whereas with Bitcoins, there is a transaction fee, and there sort of has to be because it costs money to maintain a network. You know, no matter what you do. But it doesn't have to be 30 cents for a dollar transaction. That's just ridiculous. I believe the usual basically with Bitcoin transaction fees, you can choose how much you pay, and how much you pay determines basically how fast your transaction gets processed. And so, if you spend a lot of money, your transaction gets processed fast. If you spend no money, it might not get processed at all. And the normal amount of money is like 1 cent. So, and the person sending the money pays the transaction fee. What an idea! Crazy! So the person receiving the money receives the full amount that they asked for. And it just makes so much more sense. Why can't they do credit cards like that? And hopefully it's evolving toward that point with phone payments, where you have to tap your phone. That's sort of getting there, but I don't know. I think I had topic ideas written down somewhere. Let me see. Hopefully not get run over in the process. Because as you all know, I'm constantly playing Frogger. I wonder if anyone actually listens through this whole thing. Well, I guess people do. Because I've seen people comment on pretty much everything I say. So I guess that means people listen through. So that's cool. Yay, people pay attention to me. I'm super duper awesome. No, wait, that's the wrong button. Looking through my emails, because I know I sent, by the way, my super duper awesome note taking fashion of doing things is sending an email to myself. Is it not here? Maybe it's not here. Huh. Well, man, I know I wrote down something. Shoot. See, I thought I created a separate category for it, but apparently not. No, it's not there. Hope you liked listening to silence for however long it was. Might edit that out, I don't know. If you hear a sudden jump in the audio, that means I was feeling extremely whatever the opposite of lazy is. Huh. What's the opposite of lazy? Like, hard working, I guess, but I That's the opposite of lazy. All I can think of is hardworking. Then again, I'm not like, I don't know. When I'm walking, my mind is in a different state, and I'm better at some things and worse at others. And I think thinking of words is one of the things I'm worse at. Oh, that's an unsafe stone. Okay. Dang it. What was I going to talk about? It was a while ago that I wrote it down, too, so. That's interesting. I could talk about finances. That's exciting, right? No? Well, I'll tell you what is exciting. So, I'm 16, but I dropped out of school and have a job, which is unusual. Full-time job. And so, start getting all this money rolling in from working. It's nice having money. That's nice. Especially when you contrast it with not having money. Even when there's somebody supporting you, room, board, and food, even then. Wait, why is it room and board? What? What's the board? Like, I get supplying someone with a room, but what's the board part? Aren't boards, like, usually part of the room? What? Anyway. But yeah, freedom! It feels weird remembering back to when I used to be like, anytime I wanted money, I just had to sort of plead for it or wait until birthday or Christmas. And that was about it. And then I got a job, and that was really nice. Especially because, like, you know, I say I dropped out of high school and got a job, right? Makes it sound super good. But what really happened is I dropped out of high school and then, shoot, a year? I think it was a year. I have no idea. It was real gradual just because when I started working, they didn't put me on full-time immediately. At first it was just one day a week, then it was weekends, then it was 5 days, you know, slowly, more and more. Where was I? So yeah, anyway, I dropped out and then did nothing for a year and basically sat on my computer and watched YouTube videos and didn't do much productive things. That was about it. Occasionally went to like tech meetups and stuff, but that was about it. Binge watched a lot of series and stuff. And yeah, and then I got a job. And I tell you, it was really nice to be able to, like, work 2 days a week and have the other five off. Like, I don't really want to do that just because it pays less, for obvious reasons, you know? I'm kind of working fewer hours, but, I don't know, I like more break time. If I could work less time and make the same amount of money, I would do it in a heartbeat. Well, I don't know. Maybe if it wasn't a different... Maybe not if it was a different company. Because I like the place I work. But, yeah. But anyway, I'm sort of transitioning from not having money and not going to school to going to work and having money. And, you know, at first, of course, I spend it the moment I get it and order stuff online, get close to hitting the maximum on my credit card because it's, you know, spending way too much money. And then I also started wanting to do things monthly. So, like, I have a VPS that is monthly. I did Pandora at one point. Give people money on Patreon. There's other stuff that I can't remember right now. And the problem was that they all decide that auto-charging my card is the best option, which is very frustrating. Because it also means that, oftentimes, you know, I receive my paycheck and then spend it all. And then these things that I want but decide to charge me at random times of day and times during the month, then they charge me when I don't have any money in my account, and that's bad. Because then they cut off whatever service they're providing. Or in the case of Patreon, the people I'm supporting don't get money. So, you know. The light turned green for exactly zero cars. So, what I did is I actually opened a second checking account. So that I could have a second debit card. And then one debit card was for normal spending, and then the other debit card was for monthly things. And then I have this little sheet that's all the monthly things, and so I know exactly how much money I need to put into the monthly account every month. And that way it stays separate, and so I can't spend it, at least not without some effort. And so, you know, I just set this up. I had to go to the bank and get it set up. And it was kind of funny because the banker admitted to me that they have to do some things specially different just because I'm under 18. So, like, I had to have my parent with me, of course, because, you know, I'm a bumbling buffoon who can't do anything. So, therefore, I always need a parent. Also, it's a really loud car, god damn it. User car really need to be that loud. People. Oh, I should have. Anyway. Burp, sorry. So anyway, I go into the bank. I'm like, okay, I wanna open a second checking account. And I remember them, the banker person telling me that they'd never had anyone before have two teen checking accounts. Because, well, they call the accounts for people under 18, they call it a teen checking, because, yeah. So apparently I was the first person to ever open two teen checking accounts. And I remember her telling me, you know, you probably won't have any fees, but I've never done this before, so tell me if you get any fees, I'm curious. So, So that was interesting. But no fees, so that's good. Which always seemed a little bit ridiculous to me because, you know, banks make a bank on your money. Ba-doom-tsh. I didn't know if you could hear me doing it with my gloves, so I had to say it loud as well. But yeah, anyway. People, 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 cars, 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 cars. None of them are moving, so I'm all good. Except that one, but that one's way far away. But yeah, and I also, you know, while I was at the bank, she was expressing to me, oh, you can't do this, blah, 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 because you're not 18. And so I made the comment, something to the, something similar to, man, I cannot wait until that magical transformation when I go from a bumbling buffoon to a responsible adult. You know? And apparently, this was the funniest thing ever. I didn't realize it would be that funny, but this banker person was laughing, just, oh, Robert, they brought the head banker over and then had me retell the joke. It's just, I wonder if they get less than responsible adults, and maybe that's why it was so funny. But yeah, it's I love it because, you know, you tell most people you dropped out of high school, it's like, oh my gosh, you're human scum. But the banker, you know, with your account open, sees that you make money. You know, they see exactly how much money you make. And then you're no longer scum of the earth anymore. So, yeah. Well, I'm inside the store now. Basically just so I can get water. I really shouldn't get anything else because I don't want to have to bring it home. I wonder if I can, somehow get my phone to echo back my voice or whatever it hears in the microphone back in my ears. But the thing is, it'll probably be too delayed and it'll just be annoying rather than useful. Although, maybe if I can just check it, you know, not constantly listening to it, but you can just check, oh, is it, how does it sound right now? That could be interesting. I don't know. But I doubt that exists, so I'd have to, like, make it myself. And the thing is, it's, like, impossible to find apps on the Android App Store that are free and ad-free. Like, I'm pretty sure their search explicitly degrades them on the search results or something, so that apps that use ads make money. But it's really frustrating because I've expressed my dislike for ads, so I pretty much just don't use any apps that have ads. and apps that you have to pay for, first of all, I don't feel that any of them are worth their price. Even though it's just a dollar, it's just like, eh. It's, I don't know. Feels like I'm being robbed. Highway robbery or something, whatever. But I don't know. And also, it's hit or miss whether they'll actually be good apps. You know, just because they cost money doesn't mean they're actually good at all. It's frustrating. If any of you have similar frustrations, I highly recommend F-Droid, which is an alternative app store, which you can't get on Google's app store because they disallow competition, basically. So you're not allowed to have an app store on the app store. Which just seems a little bit, I don't know, but you know, Monopoly much? I don't know. But what that means is that if you want to use F-Droid, you have to download it separately and enable installing from untrusted sources and all that. And hey, at least on Android, you have the option. If I recall correctly, on Apple products, there is no option. You have to either get official apps from their official app store, or you just don't get any apps. I don't think you can install third-party apps. I don't think so. But, see, my throat's real dry. And I think it might actually still be that sickness, because I'm pretty much over it. But the thing that lasted the longest amount of time was just dry throat, where I would just glug, 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 lots and lots of water, and it would never go away. It was really annoying. And then I finally tried cough drops. And those worked really well compared to water. I mean, water was basically 30 seconds of not dry throat. Cough drops were an hour of not dry throat. So it worked out for the better to use cough drops. But I didn't think to bring any with me. Still had a bunch from when I bought them. Didn't realize my throat would be dry here. So sure, I can drink water, but I would prefer more than 30 seconds of relief. I hope they sell cough drops. That would be unfortunate if they didn't. I think I'm gonna stop recording and ask one of the employees. Although I might have to buy some sugar cookies first. Oh, and they're actually reasonably priced. Well, they're lower than they usually are. Nah, I don't need sugar cookies. Too fat already. That's the whole reason I'm walking, dang it. Of course, step one of asking an employee where things are is find an employee, so I'll get on that, and I'll get back to you once I've inquired as to the location of cough drops. Yeah.